Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We gonna do what they say can't be done.
You heard me.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and watch old Bandit run.
You see him.
How can we not see him right now?
You see him.
How can we not? Well, come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Fiona Gilly, you guys with us.
We got a run to make.
We are making a run. Welcome on in. So much to talk about. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a day after a complete and total beatdown of the Dallas Cowboys.
Down.
A 28-point victory. The Eagles went to Dallas. They end the Cowboys season. 5 wins in a row. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if the cake tastes good, can't even talk. If the cake tastes good, you can't complain about the way it was made, man.
I got excited. Yeah, you got me. I was excited.
Well,
we started
off singing, so you know we're in a good mood. And we're all in a good mood today.
I was throwed off.
Yeah, it's okay. You know why? Because we have a football team right now. And Hugh, you came in today, and you know, we had the idea, let's play Eastbound and Down. And you know, we got the idea for this bus trip to New Orleans. And I'll be honest with you. Every time we've talked about this, it has been a fun idea,
yeah.
But I haven't really yet pictured myself on a bus with 50 of our listeners heading down from
50.
Philadelphia to New
Orleans. 50.
50, 55, 60, I don't know what the number is.
70, whatever. Expeditiously.
Whatever we could fit on the bus. Hugh, I haven't actually thought it was, I thought it was a possibility, but not a reality. And watching yesterday and watching the Eagles dismantle the Cowboys end their season.
It was a beautiful thing to see, too.
Dominate 5 wins in a row on the back of a top 5 defense in the NFL right now. And Jalen Hurts bounced back from some struggles early, but obviously finished off with 4 touchdowns and playing really well. It's hard not to think Super Bowl right now. And I know we got a long way to go, but boy, oh boy, Hugh, yesterday they did exactly what I thought they should do. They took apart a team that stinks. The Cowboys are bad. That quarterback stinks. Lance can't play when he came in. And you always say, beat him. Beat him because they're bad.
Beat him because they're bad.
And the Eagles went down to Dallas, and they put an exclamation point. Their first win there since 2017, which we know ended in a Super Bowl trip. Hugh Douglas, I'm thinking big because the Eagles are playing some of the best football in the NFL. What's your reaction to that victory yesterday, Hugh?
Hey, they're playing with a lot of confidence. I had an epiphany yesterday, man.
Oh, wow.
And, I'm watching the game, and I'm watching the way that this defense is playing. I'm watching how the offense struggled early on. Mm-hmm. I'm watching how it looked like my prediction was going to come true. It was a little bit – you sweated it for the beginning of the game because it looked like it might be a little bit of a slog.
Well, it was slog the first half, really.
And when the defense started playing well, man, and they started getting those takeaways and, you know, cats flying all over the place, I was like, damn, I might have to shave. I was like, okay, so now I start trying to figure out, you know, because you said the beard, so now I'm trying to look for – a compromise in this situation. Like, I'm like, a soul patch is cool. The Flavor Saver. I'll just cut the Flavor Saver and see what it looks like. But I was like, you know, I still got time, but they're playing well, man. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And I even took back that take that I had about Zach Bond because it's something to be said about playing with confidence. And this team right now, this defense, is playing with a lot of confidence, man. They got a lot of moving parts out there They have a committee pass rush, no question about that. They're pass rushed by committee, and they're doing well. They're playing well. Secondary's playing well. Cooper DeJean showed me some things yesterday. Quinyon Mitchell still hasn't gotten an interception, but, man, that man is sticky in coverage. So, yeah, I was like, damn, I might have to go in and shave.
Well, you might have to shave your beard because this defense is going to allow less than 17 a game, and we might be headed towards something special this year. 215-592-9494. All right, obviously yesterday was kind of a weird start. You mentioned it, Hugh. They had the two turnovers by Jalen Hurts in the first half with the interception in the end zone, the fumble by their own goal line. But much like the Green Bay game in week one, the defense stood up and didn't allow the Cowboys, because the Cowboys could have easily gotten two cheap touchdowns, right? Mm-hmm. And then this game would have been a little bit different. It would have been a little bit hairy until they middle of the third quarter or whatever. And no, I never got that way because the Eagles defense continues to just be so much different than they were a year ago. These guys could play. You mentioned Quinyon. Cooper DeJean has been a total difference maker. Zach Bond, I said to you, I think last week and yesterday, just like offhand, he's a Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Now forget that. He might be an All-Pro. That's how good he has played this season.
They've been balling.
He's been everywhere. They're getting production out of everyone on the defensive side of the football. And then the offense, they have so many ways to beat you. So many ways to beat you. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts bounced back from the rough start, finished strong, four touchdowns. And Hugh, as we come in here today, as the Cowboys season is dead and the Eagles season is very much alive, leading towards something huge on Thursday
something
night.
Something special.
Commanders coming in here. We'll get to all that as the week goes on and the day goes on. But the two things that are standing out to me and why I do believe this team has Super Bowl, you know, real chances. Real aspirations to make the Super Bowl. Two things. One is obviously the defense. They're second in the NFL now in yards per play allowed. They have become a top five, top six defense really fast here. And I know, and we'll talk about it, they haven't played the best offenses and best teams. Yesterday, Cooper Rush stinks. But some of the numbers they're putting up, I mean, it's, you know, you look at all the categories now, Hugh. They're right there near the top of the NFL. And listen to this stat. Cowboys yesterday, second team in the history of the NFL to complete 17 passes and finish yet with less than 50 passing yards. Okay, that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
The only other team to do that, Hugh, was the Giants 3 weeks ago against the Eagles defense. So they've now done this twice in a three-week span.
Making history.
Dominating on the defense side of the football. And the other reason I'm thinking Super Bowl this morning, and I can't believe I'm saying this after the start of the season, but Jalen Hurts is quietly putting up some great stats, great numbers, and playing like a candidate to win the MVP. I'm telling you, you look at Jalen Hurts compared to the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL, we nitpick everything.
Mm-hmm.
His passer rating is higher than it was 2 years ago when he was second in the MVP. His completion percentage is higher than it was 2 years ago when he finished second in the MVP. Hugh, I know the beginning of that game yesterday was a little choppy with Jalen, but
yeah,
he is really, this last 4 or 5 weeks since the bye, he's playing some good football.
Yeah, man, you know he threw for 202 yards. You're talking about that QBR rating. His passer rating was 115. His QBR wasn't that great, but still. You talk about a guy who started off rocky, but then he got it together, had one interception, you know, had been taking care of the football up until that point. But no, he's playing well. He's playing well, and his team is winning football games. And, you know, you're talking about rushing for over 187 yards. Well, 187 yards. So, yeah, they're in a good spot right now. They're trending in the right direction at the right time.
Look, they run the ball as well as anybody in the NFL. They're getting top 10 quarterback play right now. They're getting top 5 defensive play. I mean, you add those things together, that's a Super Bowl kind of team. That's what it looks like right now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. And he mentioned that defense, keeping them in it early when they did have those couple turnovers.
You know, that kind of happened in the Brazil game, too, against the Packers. They just kind of helped us stay in it when it wasn't going great. I think the defense has done a really nice job. They played a great game today. Forcing that turnover, I think after our turnover, was huge to keep it at 7-3. But they played. I just thought that they played. They started fast. They played great throughout the entire game. We tackled. I love when we tackle well. I mean, we've tackled really well. Those guys on that football team on the Cowboys have some guys that can really do some damage with the ball in their hands. CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson, obviously Zeke and 23. They got a lot of guys that can and Turbin.
I like the 20. Just throw 23 in there. No, he's
throw it in there.
He's right too about the defense. I mean, the defense. It's, you know, it's one thing to have a great game defensively, but it's another thing to make the stops when you need them. And early in that game yesterday, Hugh, the stops they made changed the whole tenor of the game. Like, once the Cowboys didn't score on the two chances they had to score deep in their own territory, the game was over. I mean, the Cowboys were not going to put together four, five, six drives. They needed to use their short fields, and they didn't do it. And then, of course, Sirianni commenting on Jalen Hurts, who continues to really be one of the better quarterbacks in the league since the bye. His numbers are outstanding. Even with the turnovers yesterday, he finished the play really strong. Here's Sirianni on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, obviously didn't start the way we wanted it to start. But there's something to be said for guys that can rebound and play a really good game after things don't go right early on. You know, we'll want some of those plays back. He'll want some of those plays back. But great great job handling adversity, putting his head down, continuing to work. You know, again, I say it to you guys all the time, he's a winner. He knows how to win. He knows, you know, every game's not going to be perfect. And I'm really proud of him and how he responded to a slow start. And helped lead us to a victory.
Well, he did. Hugh, I thought he actually, early in the game, he was taking too many sacks, held the ball a little bit too long.
A little bit.
And he had the interception.
He made his offensive line upset when he took one of those sacks.
And the fumble, obviously. Yeah. But I thought, just looks-wise yesterday, just my eye, the eye test, he looked good. I didn't notice
that. He got over quick, man. You know, he started the game. He looked a little rocky. And I tweeted out his offensive line was probably mad at him on one of those sacks that he took. And he got it together. That's all you could ask for. The outcome, that's why I say you can't complain about the way the cake was made if the cake's good. Man.
Well, the cake's really good right now. And I thought just he looked good yesterday. The ankle doesn't seem to be, or whatever that is.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, we was all looking for it. I didn't see anything.
No, he moves really well. I mean, his passer rating completion percentage are better than they were 2 years ago. Jalen Hurts is playing well. And if he's playing like this, even with the up and down yesterday, and they're getting this kind of defense, they're a Super Bowl contender. 215-592-9494. Let's revel in the Cowboys' demise and talk about the Eagles in the context of the Super Bowl. They're right there. They're one game behind Detroit for the one seed in the NFC. They are now atop the NFC East with the Commanders coming in here on Thursday night. Kyle, how you feeling the day after the Eagles go to Dallas and win by four touchdowns?
I'm not afraid anymore. I'm thinking about the Super Bowl, guys. I don't know how you can't. With the way that this defense is playing, I would even say, this is going to sound crazy because we know what that 22 defense did with all those sacks.
Uh-oh.
I think this defense is better. I would take this defense against top quarterbacks like 9 times out of 10 over that 22 defense.
So, well, the sample so far is what? Love and Burrow?
Sure.
Do we count Cousins or is he a little bit below that?
You can count Cousins.
All right, I think if we look at that, they've held their own against those guys.
They sure have.
And they have dominated the bad quarterbacks.
They really crushed them. And the one against Joe Burrow, the 17 points on the road in Cincinnati as underdogs against Joe Burrow, was something I would never expect the 22 defense to do, even as good as they were. I think this defense is a Super Bowl defense. The quarterback's making plays with his legs. Like, he looks like a playmaker, a weapon out there again. And then if you just look around the rest of the league, like you kind of mentioned it, we nitpick all the details about this team and the way they win. But I don't see, last season there was the 49ers and everyone's like, man, they are a step above everybody else in the league.
They were, yeah.
They ended up losing in the Super Bowl ultimately to the Chiefs. But you knew, like, the Niners were the team that everyone was sort of looking up at. I don't see that team this year. I know the Lions are 8-1, but 5 interceptions from Jared Goff yesterday, that's a performance that is very beatable. The Eagles could beat the Lions playing like that. I don't see one team where I'm like, man, they are head and shoulders better than the Eagles. And when you put it that way, I don't know how you can't be thinking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think this week is going to be a great measuring stick. You talk about that game that the Commodores had against the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. That was a pretty good game. And it was a back-and-forth affair for most of it. But the Pittsburgh Steelers were able to win. And, you know, they're frothing at the mouth. They're a young team. And I think that this is going to be a good measuring stick for this defense because Jayden Daniels can move, man. And he gets the ball out of his hands quick. So I can't wait to see them up against the Commodores.
Well, the fun part is that we have this game. I mean, guys, at 2-2, even if you were very optimistic, did you really think 5 weeks later we'd be right here? I didn't think there was any chance. I mean, I thought the Eagles would get better after the bye, but I didn't think there was any chance we'd be here talking about the Super Bowl on November 11th. I mean, it's incredible how far this has come, how well this football team has played. And boy, it is fun to do it at the Cowboys' expense. I mean, that team.
Yeah, Jerry was hot.
They are dead. Like dead. And I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be good again for a while. That's a bad football team. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Eagles win? They go to Dallas, win by 4 touchdowns. The defense continues to look like one of the top 5 or 6 defenses in the whole NFL. This offense beats you in a lot of ways. Fangio's made a big difference. Man, there's a lot to look forward to the rest of the season, starting Thursday, as you said. And, of course, do you feel it? Are you starting to think about it? The Super Bowl with a team that 5 weeks ago couldn't get out of its own way. 215-592-9494. We start with Chris in Middletown on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Veterans Day, man.
Happy Veterans Day, thank man. You to all the veterans out there. Thank you for saying it, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Hugh?
Yes.
Hugh, I got a message, man. I'll meet you at your house, all right, man? Because you know what we're doing?
What are we doing?
Eastbound and down, loaded up in trunk.
You know it.
We're headed to New Orleans.
You know it. That's what it feels like.
Eastbound and down. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Here, we're taking a bus. You know,
we've got air. Still got to get my ears.
You're not driving.
The bandit didn't ride in on the bus. The bandit was in the Camaro.
No, you're on the bus.
You're going to take a sidecar?
Hugh. It was the Trans Am, Hugh.
Yeah, I caught it. A Camaro didn't. It was a Trans Am.
Yeah.
The Firebird.
No, not a Firebird. That's a different car. It's a Trans Am.
It's the Firebird Trans Am.
No, it's not that.
Okay, my bad.
Damn, Hugh.
Yeah, I'm messing it up.
Stop. Hugh, you know what else, man? You talk about oil, man. I got the clippers all oiled up, dude. They're ready to go. I'm going to cut through that beard.
I still got time, but I got time.
You're in trouble.
But I'm starting to wrap my mind around the fact that I might be going on there with a flavor saver.
You might be going clean. You might be going baby face.
Yeah, baby face.
Hey, so guys, sticking with this theme of the Veterans Day, you know, I'm actually going to my daughter's school today. My father-in-law are going to go. We were Army vets, and the U.S. Army had a saying, and it always was that Rangers lead the way. Well, Hugh, you know what? For this Eagles team, it's the Thundercats lead the way.
Thundercats,
right? Yeah, all the way. And you know what? To Darius, he's cooked, okay? He needs to move out of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and just let that man do what he does best, because that defense looks so much better with Rodgers out there than it does with Slay. I'm so tired of Slay grabbing, getting penalties because he's just old Father Time's undefeated, and he's beating Darius right now. So, guys, I'm going to let you go. You got a lot to go to, but I have a question for you. Where was Geriatric Jerry yesterday? Where did he go? He wasn't up in the box.
Yeah, they showed Steven, and there was the empty seat next to Steven Jones. You're right, Chris. I don't know where. Now, he did talk after the game. We have some good audio. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. We'll get to it. We're going to revel in the Cowboys' misery as this show goes on.
Jerry looks sick.
Oh, Jerry's in a bad way. Mike is, you know, ripping the coach. He got CD.
I did not hear that.
Oh, it's so good. There's no respect down there for what they got going on. But I don't know where Jerry went. I was looking for him. I wanted the more camera shots on Jerry Jones yesterday, but it was fun. And I think it made it even better that it was Tony Romo on the call. Like, Romo had to be there watching the Cowboys get crushed in Dallas. Eagles hadn't won there since 2017, and they did. And yeah, Hugh, you should be worried about that beard, because this defense has really become something way better than any of us thought they could be.
No, they're playing well right now. I'm not worried about it, because it'll grow back. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the price that I have to pay in order to make it to Louisiana, so be it. You know what I didn't like, though? I mean, I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself.
Uh-oh.
The whole, like, them trying to sneak this Philadelphia a little bit. Jim Nance and Romo.
Oh, we'll get to that, yeah.
I don't really like how.
Did you expect anything less?
I don't really like how the Eagles try to sneak this to media either. I'm a media member now.
It's good to know.
I'm a little salty about the sneak this and that's going on. But if it's motivation for them to play well, then so be it.
Well, whatever's working. I mean, it's working. Look, they are 5-0 in the head shave Sirianni era. I mean, this is beyond just a couple weeks. I mean, this is 5-0 with Sirianni with the short hair. If they want to use us to fuel them, go for it.
And I will say this,
awesome,
though,
guys.
Too. It's okay to be crazy as long as you're getting results. Like, sometimes, you remember the A-team?
Of course.
And who was the dude that was crazy? Not Face, not B.A. I can't think of his name. But he was the crazy one. Murdoch.
Yes.
Murdoch. But, you know, they needed Murdoch. Murdoch was the dude that flew the choppers and everything. Mm-hmm. So every now and then, it's okay to be Murdoch. You know, you get Murdoch gets stuff done.
Well, that's what you need. You need to do that.
That's what this team is right now. They're Murdoch. The coach was Murdoch, and he's getting stuff done right now.
Murdoch murdered the Cowboys yesterday. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo.
Chuck.
Yo, Julio. What's the dealio? What's up, here?
What's up,
How
man?
We doing, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. What are you guys watching? I mean, are you kidding me? Listen, I want to be excited, too, man. I hope I'm wrong, right? But you're talking about Cleveland, Jacksonville, Giants, and Dallas. Those teams are dreadful. I'm serious. Are they dreadful? I mean, you know, those teams
you
are
left out Cincinnati, man.
Cincinnati.
Well, to be fair, Chuck, before you go on, to be fair, and I obviously Cincinnati's the best of those teams they've played the last 5 weeks. Cincinnati also has a losing record. I mean, Chuck, I understand your point. The five teams they've beat since the bye have a combined record of 10-35. They've beat some bad teams, really bad teams.
I mean, yeah, they have. I know you have to beat who's in front of you. I get that. But I tell you, the next few days, you're going to see if this team's a Super Bowl contender or not. Because it's about to get real. You know, okay? Because you got the Redskins. I believe you got Baltimore.
The Commodores.
You got the Commodores. I'm sorry.
No,
you got these guys coming up, man, and it's about to get real. You're going to see if this team is really a Super Bowl contender. Listen, the defense, I love the defense. Zach Bond, what a gem. You know, whoever they found him at, you know, and I was lucky enough to meet the guy in Holt Cigar Lounge or Ashton's. And, you know, gentleman, real nice guy, took a picture with him, thorough guy, and he's a great player. But, you know, this team, they need a bona fide pass rusher. Howie dropped the ball, you know, to me at the trade deadline. And the quarterback, you know, Joe, you say he has these numbers, you know, where so, you know, his numbers look good. But, I mean, he leaves a lot of throws on the field, man. You know, he had a play-action play yesterday where it developed so beautifully. You know, under center, play-action fake, the defense was drawn in. And he just didn't pull the trigger. AJ was running wide open down the sideline. He just didn't pull the trigger. Those are plays that you got to make in the playoffs to beat a team like Detroit. You don't have second chances like that to beat a team like that, man. Those guys put points on the board. You know, you've seen them guys yesterday, Detroit and the Texans. They were going back and forth, man, because the quarterback play is subpar, man. You know, your Jared Goff fell off a little bit yesterday. I mean, for the most part, to beat that team, you're going to put up points on the board. Mm-hmm. You can't leave a lot of points on the field. And he does that far too often for me to believe this is a Super Bowl contending team. This is a great test coming up on Thursday. I cannot wait. This is the game I was waiting for. And I tell you, everybody's going to be in there like it's a playoff game. I'm looking forward to Thursday night to see if this team really is a Super Bowl contending team.
Well, we're going to find
see
out.
Down there here. Yeah. I really do. But I want to find out if they're a Super Bowl contending team by playing somebody that is on the level that we're on. 7-2 versus 7-3. For the division. Let's go.
It's going to be fun. And Chuck, it's really four of the next five. They're going to play some good teams coming up, right? Commanders. Then they're going to go to Los Angeles to play the Rams. That will not be an easy game. Then they go to Baltimore and play the Ravens. They have a little stop off with a bad team against Carolina here, but then the Steelers come in. So, you know, they're about to see some good football teams. They haven't for a while. We shall see how they do. I will point out, though, and Chuck's right, and no one can pretend these teams they've played the last 5 weeks are good. They're not.
No, and nobody's trying to.
They're bad.
But they all get paid. But they all make way more money than we do.
In 2017,
football team.
Yeah, in 2017, the Eagles pumped up a 13-win season by beating a lot of bad teams. They beat the Redskins, the Giants, the Chargers, the Cardinals,
bad
the
division.
I'm going back to 2017 in my mind. Washington was bad. The Giants were bad. Arizona was bad. Washington again. San Francisco was terrible. Denver was terrible. I mean, they got out to 8-1, 9-1. They got to 10-1. I think with just one win over a playoff team. That happens some years.
They're embarrassing the bad teams.
That's it.
Like, that's a huge difference from last season where we're scraping by
and
against the same
pals
of the world.
Yes.
We're killing teams now.
And that's why I didn't buy last year at 10-1, because they barely beat Mac Jones. They barely beat Sam Howell.
Mac Jones?
Yeah. See, he stinks. He stunk again yesterday when he had to play. If you play bad teams, crush them. The Eagles are crushing them. Now the test comes. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Are you thinking Super Bowl with this Eagles team? It's hard not to. Or do you need to see more? How the wind sounded on WIP. We'll have that next with a Merrill montage, plus some audio from Jim Nance and Tony Romo shaming us. That's next. It's the Midday Show after a Cowboys beatdown on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen?
5-0 in the shaved head era. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we plan our trip to New Orleans. A little early, maybe, but we got to plan this thing out. We got to get ready. Eagles are 7-2 right now, first place in the NFC. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kates. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th, as we broadcast live from Klondike Kates Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 to 2. Enjoy specials all day at Klondike Kates. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. Looking forward to being there Wednesday. Looking forward to be at the Link on Thursday for an Eagles Commanders game.
Oh, yeah, we got a busy week.
Oh, we do. And I was looking forward to yesterday before it kicked off. And then we got a 28-point Eagles victory. And on top of all the fun, you know, we got to watch and listen. You can listen to Merrill Mike. Merrill will join us coming up at 11. Or if you had the TV broadcast on at times or you went back and forth, you got to hear Tony Romo watch the Cowboys get smashed in Dallas. And then we had this. Hugh alluded to this earlier. It seemed like, I don't know, a little shade from Romo and Nance towards us. Let's listen to those guys yesterday on the broadcast.
It's real. They can win the Super Bowl this year.
There's a lot to like, and there's a lot of negativity for some reason about this team that comes in on this four-game win streak. Gainwell picks up only two. And it's an interesting thing. There's a lot of talk about, almost talk radio-esque about what they can't do, what they're not doing, how they fail to do this, how they fail to do that. But you start looking at the numbers they're compiling, especially this last month, the defensive stats, yep. Best rush defense, the best total yards defense, the second best rushing offense for a span of over a month. And those add up to some really good results in the end.
Yeah, and Sirianni takes on a lot of pressure with it, you know, all the talk, but I mean, that's just passionate fans. I actually like when fans care and they want to be a part of it and everything, but when you're winning, it's hard to win the NFL, and they're winning. He deserves credit.
You know what? Shut up. All right, so that was a Nancy Romo yesterday, mm-hmm. kind of wagging their finger at us for being a little too maybe hard on this team. Let me say this. I thought Nance had a harsher tongue at us than Romo did.
Yeah, he did.
Romo was kind of like, I get it. You know, it's kind of it goes to the territory. Nance is like, well, look at the numbers. You guys got to shut up. I mean, he's not wrong. Their numbers do speak to a very good team, but the details of how they've gotten there have been a little bizarre the last couple months.
This is the problem that I have, because now it's weird how, you know, people don't do their homework. We want the sizzle. We want the sizzle. We don't get the whole steak. I think I said that right.
Maybe we want the steak, not the sizzle.
We want the steak. We don't get the sizzle. Yeah. They want the sizzle, not the steak.
Just cook.
Whatever. But my point is this. He acts like what was said about Coach Sirianni wasn't warranted. There was a lot that we as talk radio hosts talk about on a daily basis, and we're here every day for it. And, you know, when you set the standard, because the team set the standard. Mm. We didn't set the standard. You set the standard. And when we see that you're not living up to the standard or something's off, we're going to call you on that. That's all right. And another thing that I don't like is how and I understand. Like, listen, I understand it because it's a battle cry. And you know, as a former player, you always look to your why to get you motivated.
Sure.
But when you start blaming other people for talking about stuff that you haven't lived up to, that's not on me. That's on you. Because, again, you set the standard. Like, the whole time that we've been here, the standard in Philadelphia is different than the standard in Cleveland. The standard in Atlanta is different than the standard in Philadelphia. It
sure is.
You know, when we start having Super Bowl aspirations and things like that, and if you're not living up to that and we call you out on that, don't be mad because we're calling you out on it. Because that's what the standard that you set. If you were a mediocre football team, wouldn't nobody care. You haven't lived up to the standards until now. And if you see stuff that's not right, it's your God-given right as a fan to say something about that.
I also think that they're leaving a big detail out that you can't. So if you Jim Nance is right. If you just look at the Eagles' numbers and you came from outer space and you said, this football team within this season, are they really good? You'd be a fool if you didn't say yes. Look what they've done. They're a top 10 offense or a top 10 defense. They've won 5 in a row. They blow teams out. But the context he's missing is they kept the same coach off a collapse, right? And then they started 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then off the bye, that team and that coach barely beat the Browns. And then the coach yelled at the crowd. right? That's the context. And then since then, right, that was the jumping off point. Since then, they've looked great.
They rallied off five wins.
And I think since then, for the most part, people have been mostly positive. I think there's a large group of context or, you know, stuff, a lot of context, I should say, that was left out of him saying, well, people are not sure and they're complaining. Well, you know, they had the context in.
It's also easy for them to say it as not somebody who has to do a radio show for 5 days a week talking mainly about the Philadelphia Eagles. And if the only discussion that we could have is, well, they're winning and the numbers look good, then there's no discussion.
And you shouldn't complain. Yeah, you can't complain.
Then we have nothing to do.
Well, also, the people we talk with every day feel similarly,
of
right?
Course,
or
right.
At least it's split where some people are like, hey, you guys are being too hard, but some people are like, I don't know.
That's the point. Like, you talked about the standard here versus everywhere else. How about just the standard for a fan of their team is different than the standard of an objective observer. Like,
right.
Romo and Nance are sitting there going, well, they're 7-2. What's the big deal? Well, we watch all of the games. We're listening to all the press conference audio. We're getting all the reports.
And we hear the fans talk about this team
correct.
On a regular.
Everything. So
you're sitting there for a couple hours.
Right.
And you're getting the narrative from somebody who's probably being talked about day-to-day.
You could hear that through that. So we know how this works, right? The broadcasters will sit down with the opposing team's quarterback and head coach. Jalen doesn't strike me as someone in those meetings that's talking about how the fans are talking about him, because I don't think he pays attention. That's coming from Sirianni, right? Like, they're probably having fun banter, like, yeah, they've been on us all year, but they were playing well, and then it comes out that way. And that's fine. Like, I don't care that's probably what's going on, but they're getting it from the Eagles, that's what happened.
And so, like, Tony Romo, he has forgotten more football than I'll ever know, right? That's fine. But I don't think it's crazy for me to say that, like, I am more in tune with what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles than Tony Romo is.
No, you're right. You're right. You are. We all are.
Like, so I'm sorry. Like, he doesn't have the right to tell us how we should feel about our football team that we spend 24 hours, 7 days a week watching and talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So look, they're not wrong, though. Like, their facts are facts. I feel the same way they do now, but they left out all the gray area. They just made it all black and white. Like, how could anyone complain? They're obviously good. Well, guys, in September, they weren't good, and the quarterback was turning the ball over left and right, and they barely beat the Browns. Since then, though, yeah, they look damn good. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then in a few minutes, we have the Merrill montage. Well, let's listen to it again as the Eagles beat up the Cowboys. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
What's up, gentlemen?
Josh, what's up, pal?
What's going on? You!
What's going on, man?
My man. I've been waiting to call because yesterday, I mean, I'm going to tell you what I observed. I didn't even bring my list with me because I was so jacked up and I'm working today. So the play is Jalen Hurts, right? Okay, let's eliminate the first couple drives, right? That this dude right now is, we're watching him, and I've been all over this since I've been talking to you guys. He is 100%. Just getting better and better, and he's understanding how to play quarterback at the level that we need him to play at. He's making tons of great decisions. He got poise. That deep ball of his is no joke. That nose of the ball on some of the touch passes is getting down. I mean, it is looking awesome. And then what's inspiring is two rookie corners that know how to throw the body around, make hits, and inspire the rest of the defense, veterans included. This is fun. And I'm going to tell you, Kyle, hit the music, brother, because, Hugh, you better call your brother. We're going to need a drive to Louisiana, my main man. We're going. I can't even begin to. And Detroit, screw Detroit. Jared Goff, what a joke. 5 receptions yesterday? Come on, he ate a turd sandwich.
They still won.
I'm stoked. You should be stoked.
I'm stoked.
Man, let's go. Oh, my God. And what do we do? What are you supposed to do? To a tomato can? You kick the tomato can.
You smash him.
You kick it right in the face. I mean, just awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm in.
Josh, you're right. I mean, listen, man, you're right. You're right about everything you said there. Smash the bad teams. Good phone call.
And lost a little steam with that music.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I think it was it Josh's first time with the music or one of his first times?
I think if I'm not mistaken, he's done it one time.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to – certain of our callers are used to it, and they do it every day or
close
to it.
Well, he asked for the music.
Oh, no. I mean, he's building
up.
That
was on him.
Well, he's getting himself in Super Bowl mode like the rest of us are. And look, his thought on Jalen Hurts said he's getting better here. I know there's probably going to be a lot of conversation the next few days on those bad plays he had yesterday. He took a lot of sacks early. He had the fumble. He can't fumble that football there. And the interception in the end zone. But overall – you know, we will point out the things on Hurst that he has to get better at. But here's where he ranks in the NFL right now, okay? And I know there's one more game this week, tonight, the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Rams, so Stafford and Tua still have to play. But going into Monday Night Football through Week 10, Jalen Hurts, 8th in QBR, 5th in passer rating, 4th in yards per attempt, 4th in completion percentage in the NFL. He's playing like a top 10 quarterback. I mean, almost by any way you slice the numbers. So that's even with the plays we look at and we're like, eh. He's playing you like a top 10 guy.
Yeah, he is. And he's playing, man, listen, Jalen has had a tumultuous beginning of the season, no question about that. But he's quietly looking like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and that's all you can ask for. You know, there's been so much to be said about the head coach and the stuff that he's going through. That's why I think Coach Sirianni is crazy like a fox, because all the time that we've been talking about him and how crazy he's been acting, his football team has gotten better. Big Fangio has this defense playing a lot better. Now, granted, he still ain't figured out what to do with Bryce Huff, even though Bryce Huff had a sack yesterday.
In garbage time.
Hold up, dog. Last time I checked, garbage time or not, those sacks count.
I don't want to hurt you on this, but I think he has figured out what to do with Bryce Huff. Play him less. Play him less than the other pass rushers. Why would you put him on the field more when the defense is better when he doesn't play?
No, the defense, he needs to play. He's making 50-some odd million dollars.
I don't care about his money.
You don't get 10 sacks by happenstance.
Go back to the Jets and get 10 more.
He might have.
Y'all ain't right.
Hold on. Haven't they been a better defense since he's played less? I mean, that's just, isn't that what's happened?
I don't subscribe to what you're saying, Joe.
But isn't it a fact?
Okay, fine.
Since he's played less, they played better.
But they still need to figure out a way to get some production out of him.
Sure, and that would only help.
And I know
right?
We talked to Dave Spadaro this weekend, and he said he has to earn it. But I mean, he came up with I was about to tell a lie. I was about to say that was a big sack.
I have an agenda. Come on now. The game was over.
All right, then I'm hurting myself trying to make this.
Let's hear from Dave, and then we'll play the Merle montage, the best of yesterday's victory. Dave in North Philly. What's up, Dave?
Hello?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
You guys are talking about how you guys covered the Eagles all season, right?
Well, I mean, Nance and Romo were, so we were kind of commenting on what they said.
They're right. They're right. They're not wrong.
So how
you guys were negative day one, fire Sirianni. And then once the team rallied around Sirianni, it's, Jalen Hurts isn't playing up to snuff. Jalen Hurts ain't good enough. He's not going to be here in 2 years.
Can I ask you?
Jalen's playing top tier. And then what was it last week? Howie Roseman's a terrible GM because he didn't bring anybody in.
Dave, we can talk about what we've said, and then we can talk about the fan base.
Not what we said as a fan base, what you guys say as radio.
Well, then, Dave, I wanted to clarify that, because never has anyone on this show said Howie Roseman's a terrible GM. This is like one of the most pro-Howie shows we're going to have.
Might have been the morning guy.
Well, but Dave, I
we're not the morning guy.
I can't comment on what they comment on.
I'm talking about the radio station
okay.
as a whole.
All right, but Dave, hold on. When the team is 2-2 and gets blown out in Tampa and comes out of a bye and barely beats the Cleveland Browns,
wait how they play the next game.
You don't know how conversation works, huh? Joe speaks and then you speak. You gonna let you speak?
Don't bring your kids to the press conference.
Let him speak. This is a conversation. This is an open dialogue. Relax.
I'm just curious because Dave, we're fans and we talk to fans like you. Dave, I'm curious.
Did AJ Brown freak out last year?
Everyone's calm here. Just relax for a second. Dave, I'm curious. When all that played out in September, Jalen's turned the ball over left and right. Sirianni's yelling at the crowd. They barely beat the Browns. They don't look like a good team. When you text with your friends or talk to your friends, do you say, I'll respond in a month, or do you have a conversation then?
What'd you say?
Let me try one more time. when the team is not playing well like they were the first 4 or 5 weeks, and you're having a conversation with your friends about the team, do you say to them, I'm not going to give you an opinion now, I'm going to wait a full month, then we'll talk? Or do you have a conversation that day and react?
No. I say, I don't think they were playing bad the first 4 or 5 weeks. Maybe the first couple games. But I don't say fire Sirianni, who's been to the Super Bowl, who's never missed a playoffs.
Okay, that's your opinion. So that's all you do. You give your opinion based on how the team's playing.
Yeah, and I'm saying your guys' opinion is always negative. Negative, negative, negative.
Did you hear the start of the show today? When
you guys get mad, when people say it.
No one's mad. I'm not mad at you, Dave.
This is a joke, frankly.
You're mad at Jim Nance for saying
yes,
it, right?
Because he's not here. Like, I don't need Jim Nance telling me or anyone part at WIP.
He's telling you the truth.
No, he told the truth
they don't know how conversations
work. No. He told the truth in terms of how the team looks now. What he left out is what you're leaving out, the gray area, which is the up and down nature of the team. You could say whatever you want. Like, anyone with eyes could say right now they look good. Obviously, they do. Why was the city negative? No. Well, hold on. Why was the city or the station, if you want to say the station? Dave, they collapsed last year, and at one point, Sirianni was like 3-9 in his last 12 games. What do you want people to say then?
Yeah, well, he had a Super Bowl appearance the year before.
That's 2 years ago. That's 2 years ago, dude.
You don't call for his head after. You still give him another chance. If you run him out of the town again, nobody's going to want to.
Hey, Dave, let me help you out.
Stop with that. If they run him out of town, no one's going to want to coach you. They fired Doug Peterson after he won the Super Bowl.
Let me help you.
Hey, Dave.
I got to get rid of him.
Who got Doug fired?
We got Doug fired.
I was gonna try to help Dave out because Dave is making a whole lot of excuses. Dave, I was gonna ask you before you got hung up on, was if you hire somebody to fix your roof and they don't fix it, are you gonna keep hiring that same person? If they keep messing up something on the roof, you'll keep hiring and saying, well, hey, maybe they didn't get it right the first time, I'm gonna let him do it again. That's why people were calling for Coach Sirianni's head. Listen. I understand that you called in with an agenda and you didn't really want Joe to speak, but now since you're not on the phone, allow me a moment to try to clarify things for you. This is a business, and when you're in a business, your business is to perform and do well. Coach Sirianni didn't do well. So don't be mad at some people, because they were firing for calling for his job because he didn't perform well down the stretch.
Yeah, and I just, listen, you want to, just come at me if you want to say it. I hate when people do the thing of, well, WIP this or all of our listeners and callers. You can react any way you want as a fan. Also, Hugh said it's a business. Imagine if you hired someone to do your roof and halfway through the job you look up and there's a hole in the roof and the guy's drinking on the top of the roof. Are you going to sit there and say, I'm going to give him time? Or are you going to go downstairs and talk with whoever you live with and say, I don't know about the job they're doing up there? Like, it doesn't mean they can't figure it out. And obviously Sirianni has. But it's okay to have question marks about your team along the way. There's no rule of how you have to be a fan.
Dave was a baby.
I mean, I think that's a good way to put it. You know who's not a baby? Merrill, Mike, Howard. Well, Howard might be a baby sometimes. But they put on a good performance yesterday. The Merrill montage as the Eagles go to Dallas and dominate the Cowboys.
If the Eagles play like they did since week 6, it should be easy. But they still need to play hard to win game 7.
Bush takes it. Fumbles it. The Eagles say they have it.
And they do.
And they do. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He swings it out to Barkley. Barkley breaks 3 tackles. Takes it to the 1. Hurts under center. Hurts sneaks. And he's in for the touchdown. It works. To the Eagles. Break the ice. Rush. He gives it off to Elliott. And Elliott fumbles the football. Eagles recover the ball in the end zone. And it was recovered by DeGene. Eagles lead the Cowboys 7-6. Hurts. He lets it fly. He's got Brown. Brown at the 50. Brown at the 47-yard line. Brown came out of nowhere with a cloud of dust.
Really?
And a hearty hi-ho silver.
Really, really well done.
He's going to run. He's got plenty of room. 40. 35, 30, and he slides down shy of the 20.
Excellent decision.
Hurts looks. Here comes the rush. He's rolling, firing, complete. Touchdown! Dallas Goedert! And the Eagles will just take a snap, kneel down, and head for the locker room. Fortunately, because of that last drive leading 14-6. Here is the punt. Backing up is DeGene. He takes it at the 32, starts up the center of the field. He's at the 40, turns the corner to the 45-50, and run out of bounds inside the Cowboys 40.
What an outstanding job, Cooper DeJean, putting the Eagles offense now in Dallas Cowboy territory.
Handoff goes to Gainwell. He's at the 15, to 10, and he spins down to the 8. Hurts is starting to run. Now he fires. Complete. Touchdown. This time it goes to Johnny Wilson, his first touchdown in the NFL. Hurts is looping it deep downfield, and it is caught. What another great grab. And this time it is A.J. Brown. Gives off to Barkley. Up the middle he goes, moving the pile almost 9 yards. That's more like it. It's Barkley. Slashing it for the first down and taking it to the 20 at 9 more yards. Gives it to Barkley. He's at the 15. Cuts to the outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 9. Barkley is starting to move the pile. Hurts. Keeps it. Runs. Cuts back. Inside. Touchdown number 10. The Birds, 31. The Cowboys, 6. No, Kenny Pickett works hard. And this is an opportunity for him to have some fun. It is over. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. Eagles are now 7-2.
Oh, they bury the Cowboys. Merrill will join us coming up top of the air. You know what we haven't talked about yet, but it was obviously in the montage?
What's that?
First quarter of the game, Hugh, that swing pass to Saquon, where I think he caught it at the 21-yard line, and he didn't go down until the 1. You know, swing passes, when there's defenders around you, kind of like hovering over you, you're not supposed to get 20 more yards.
Those,
those feel like checkdowns, like you get 5 or 6, and you go to the next down. He made like 3 guys miss, and then it took 4 to drag him down to the end zone. That was one of the most impressive plays he's had all
year.
He's
a physical runner, man.
He's
unreal. No question about that. You know what's funny, Joe? I was asking Kyle in the break where that montage was playing. I was like, is that the music from the Magnificent Seven?
What did he say?
I was born in 95, dude. I don't know. But I think it was.
It did work well.
It worked extremely well. And I just was like, wait, how was that music? But yeah, this team right now, is playing with a lot of confidence,
yes,
man. And you know, we can sit here and there are going to be people that are going to be calling in and talking, oh, they didn't play anybody. That's true to a certain extent. But everybody that they've played picked up checks on Monday that said National Football League on them, yeah, and had that professional team that they play for on it.
A few of them probably should give the money back, but they get the money. I mean, you're right here. They are professionals.
You never heard nobody doing
the
that.
The Eagles beat them up. All right,
215-592.
Cooper Rush should get the money back. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Merrill next. All your phone calls as well. Are you starting to think Super Bowl? All right, that's next right here in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back. And it's better than ever for the 60th year. The 2024 Hess Fire Truck with car and motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most feature-packed holiday Hess truck toy team ever, loaded with an array of animated lights, sounds, motors, and chrome detailing. As always, free standard shipping and batteries included, available only at HessToyTruck.com. Welcome back.
All right.
Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we plan our trip to New Orleans. A little early, maybe, but we got to plan this thing out. We got to get ready. Eagles are 7-2 right now, first place in the NFC. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kates. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th, as we broadcast live from Klondike Kates Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 to 2. Enjoy specials all day at Klondike Kates. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. Looking forward to being there Wednesday. Looking forward to be at the Link on Thursday for an Eagles-Commanders game.
Oh, yeah, we got a busy week.
Oh, we do. And I was looking forward to yesterday before it kicked off. And then we got a 28-point Eagles victory. And on top of all the fun, you know, we got to watch and listen. You listen to Merrill Mike. Merrill will join us coming up at 11. Or if you had the TV broadcast on at times, or you went back and forth, you got to hear Tony Romo watch the Cowboys get smashed in Dallas. And then we had this. Hugh alluded to this earlier. It seemed like, I don't know, a little shade from Romo and Nance towards us. Let's listen to those guys yesterday on the broadcast.
It's real. They can win the Super Bowl.
There's a lot to like, and there's a lot of negativity for some reason about this team that comes in on this four-game win streak. Gainwell picks up only two. And it's an interesting thing. There's a lot of talk about, almost talk radio-esque, about what they can't do, what they're not doing, how they fail to do this, how they fail to do that. But you start looking at the numbers they're compiling, especially this last month, the defensive stats, the best rush defense, the best total yards defense, the second best rushing offense for a span of over a month. And those add up to some really good results in the end.
Yeah, and Sirianni takes on a lot of pressure with the, you know, all the talk, but I mean, that's just passionate fans. I actually like when fans care and they want to be a part of it and everything, but when you're winning, it's hard to win the NFL, and they're winning. He deserves credit.
You know what? Shut up. All right, so that was a Nancy Romo yesterday, kind of wagging their finger at us for being a little too maybe hard on this team. Let me say this. I thought Nance had a harsher tongue at us than Romo did.
Yeah, he did.
Romo was kind of like, I get it. You know, it's kind of it goes to the territory. Nance is like, well, look at the numbers. You guys got to shut up. I mean, he's not wrong. Their numbers do speak to a very good team, but the details of how they've gotten there have been a little bizarre the last couple months.
This is the problem that I have, because now it's weird how, you know, people don't do their homework. We want the sizzle. We want the sizzle. We don't get the whole steak. I think I said that right.
Maybe we want the steak, not the sizzle.
We want the steak. We don't get the sizzle. Yeah. They want the sizzle, not the steak.
Just cook.
Whatever. But my point is this. He acts like what was said about Coach Sirianni wasn't warranted. There was a lot that we as talk radio hosts talk about on a daily basis, and we're here every day for it. And, you know, when you set the standard, because the team set the standard. Mm. We didn't set the standard. You set the standard. And when we see that you're not living up to the standard or something's off, we're going to call you on that. That's all right. And another thing that I don't like is how and I understand, like, listen, I understand it because it's a battle cry. And, you know, as a former player, you always look to your why to get you motivated.
Sure.
But when you start blaming other people for talking about stuff that you haven't lived up to, that's not on me. That's on you. Because, again, you set the standard. Like, the whole time that we've been here, the standard in Philadelphia is different than the standard in Cleveland. The standard in Atlanta is different than the standard in Philadelphia. It
sure is.
You know, when we start having Super Bowl aspirations and things like that, and if you're not living up to that and we call you out on that, don't be mad because we're calling you out on it. Because that's what the standard that you set. If you were a mediocre football team, would nobody care? You haven't lived up to the standards until now. And if you see stuff that's not right, it's your God-given right as a fan to say something about that.
I also think that they're leaving a big detail out that you can't. So if you Jim Nance is right. If you just look at the Eagles' numbers and you came from outer space and you said, this football team within this season, are they really good? You'd be fooled if you didn't say yes. Look what they've done. They're a top 10 offense or a top 10 defense. They've won 5 in a row. They blow teams out. But the context he's missing is they kept the same coach off a collapse, right? And then they started 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then off the bye, that team and that coach barely beat the Browns. And then the coach yelled at the crowd, right? That's the context. And then since then, right, that was the jumping off point. Since then, they've looked great.
They rallied off five wins.
And I think since then, for the most part, people have been mostly positive. I think there's a large group of context or, you know, stuff, a lot of context, I should say, that was left out of him saying, well, people are not sure and they're complaining. Well, add the context in.
It's also easy for them to say it as not somebody who has to do a radio show for 5 days a week talking mainly about the Philadelphia Eagles. And if the only discussion that we could have is, well, they're winning and the numbers look good, then there's no discussion.
And you shouldn't complain. Yeah, well, like, and you can't complain.
Then we have nothing to do.
Well, also, the people we talk with every day feel similarly,
right? Of course,
or at least it's split where some people are like, hey, you guys are being too hard, but some people are like, I don't know.
That's the point. Like, you talked about the standard here versus everywhere else. How about just the standard for a fan of their team is different than the standard of an objective observer. Like,
right,
Romo and Nance are sitting there going, well, they're 7-2. What's the big deal? Well, we watch all of the games. We're listening to all the press conference audio. We're getting all the reports.
And we hear the fans talk about this team
correct.
On a regular.
Everything. So
you're parachuting in and doing, you're sitting there for a couple hours.
Right.
And you're getting a narrative from somebody who's probably being talked about
day-to-day. You could hear that through that. So we know how this works, right? The broadcasters will sit down with the opposing team's quarterback and head coach. Jalen doesn't strike me as someone in those meetings that's talking about how the fans are talking about him, because I don't think he pays attention. That's coming from Sirianni, right? Like, they're probably having fun banter, like, yeah, they've been on us all year, but they were playing well, and then it comes out that way. And that's fine. Like, I don't care that's probably what's going on, but they're getting it from the Eagles, that's what happened.
And so, like, Tony Romo, he has forgotten more football than I'll ever know, right? That's fine. But I don't think it's crazy for me to say that, like, I am more in tune with what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles than Tony Romo is.
No, you're right. You're right. You are. We all are.
Like, so I'm sorry. Like, he doesn't have the right to tell us how we should feel about our football team that we spend 24 hours, 7 days a week watching and talking about.
Yeah. So look, they're not wrong though. Like, their facts are facts. I feel the same way they do now, but they left out all the gray area. They just made it all black and white. Like, how could anyone complain? They're obviously good. Well, guys, in September they weren't good, and the quarterback was turning the ball over left and right, and they barely beat the Browns. Since then, though, yeah, they look damn good. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then in a few minutes we have the Merrill montage. Well, let's listen to it again as the Eagles beat up the Cowboys. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
What's up, gentlemen?
Josh, what's up, pal?
What's going on? You,
what's going on, man?
My
How
man.
You doing?
Oh, dude, Juan, I've been waiting to call because yesterday, I mean, I'm going to tell you what I observed. I didn't even bring my list with me because I was so jacked up and I'm working today. So the play of Jalen Hurts, right? Okay, let's eliminate the first couple drives, right? That this dude right now is, we're watching him, and I've been all over this since I've been talking to you guys. He is 100%. Just getting better and better, and he's understanding how to play quarterback at the level that we need him to play at. He's making tons of great decisions. He got poise. That deep ball of his is no joke. That nose of the ball on some of the touch passes is getting down. I mean, it is looking awesome. And then what's inspiring is two rookie corners that know how to throw the body around, make hits, and inspire the rest of the defense, veterans included. This is fun. And I'm going to tell you, Kyle, hit the music, brother, because, Hugh, you better call your brother. We're going to need a drive in Louisiana, my main man. We're going. I can't even begin to. At Detroit, screw Detroit. Jared Goff, what a joke. 5 receptions yesterday? Come on, he ate a turd sandwich.
They still won.
I'm stoked. You should be stoked. Man, let's go. Oh, my God. And what do we do? What are you supposed to do to a tomato can? You kick the tomato can.
You smash him.
You kick it right in the face. I mean, just awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm in.
Josh, you're right. I mean, listen, man, you're right about everything he said there. Smash the bad teams. Good phone call.
And lost a little steam with that music.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I think it was it Josh's first time with the music or one of his first times?
I think, If I'm not mistaken, he's done it one time.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to, certain of our callers are used to it and they do it every day or close to it.
Well, he asked
it
for the music.
Oh, no. I mean, he's building
that was
up.
On him.
Well, he's getting himself in Super Bowl mode like the rest of us are. And look, his thought on Jalen Hurts said he's getting better here. I know there's probably going to be a lot of conversation the next few days on those bad plays he had yesterday. He took a lot of sacks early. He had the fumble. He can't fumble that football there. And the interception in the end zone. But overall, you know, we will point out the things on Hurst that he has to get better at. But here's where he ranks in the NFL right now, okay? And I know there's one more game this week, tonight, the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Rams. So Stafford and Tua still have to play. But going into Monday Night Football through Week 10, Jalen Hurts, 8th in QBR, 5th in passer rating, 4th in yards per attempt, 4th in completion percentage in the NFL. He's playing like a top 10 quarterback. I mean, almost by any way you slice the numbers. And that's even with the plays we look at and we're like, eh. He's playing you like a top 10 guy.
Yeah, he is. And he's playing, man, listen, Jalen has had a tumultuous beginning of the season, no question about that. But he's quietly looking like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And that's all you can ask for. You know, there's been so much to be said about the head coach and the stuff that he's going through. That's why I think Coach Sirianni is crazy like a fox, because all the time that we've been talking about him and how crazy he's been acting, his football team has gotten better. Big Fangio has this defense playing a lot better. Now, granted, he still ain't figured out what to do with Bryce Huff, even though Bryce Huff had a sack yesterday.
Hold up, dog.
Last time I checked, garbage time or not, all those sacks count.
I don't want to hurt you on this, but I think he has figured out what to do with Bryce Huff. Play him less. Play him less than the other pass rushers. Why would you put him on the field more when the defense is better when he doesn't play?
No, the defense, he needs to play. He's making 50-some odd million dollars. You don't get 10 sacks by that. You don't get 10 sacks by happenstance.
Go back to the Jets and get 10 more.
He might have.
Y'all ain't right.
Haven't they been a better defense since he's played less? I mean, that's just, isn't that what's happened?
I don't subscribe to what you're saying, Joe.
But isn't it a fact?
Okay, fine.
Since he's played they played better.
But they still need to figure out a way to get some production out of him.
Sure, and that would only help.
And I know,
right?
We talked to Dave Spadaro this weekend, and he said he has to earn it. But I mean, he came up with I was about to tell a lie. I was about to say that was a big sack.
I have an agenda.
Big sack. Come on now. The game was over.
All right, then
I'm hurting myself trying to make this.
Let's hear from Dave, and then we'll play the Merrill montage, the best of yesterday's victory. Dave in North Philly. What's up, Dave?
Hello?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
You guys are talking about how you guys covered the Eagles all season, right?
Well, I mean, Nance and Romo were, so we were kind of commenting on what they said.
Well, they're right. They're right. They're not wrong.
So how
you guys were negative day one, fire Sirianni, fire Sirianni, fire Sirianni. And then once the team rallied around Sirianni, it's, Jalen Hurts isn't playing up to snuff. Jalen Hurts ain't good enough. He's not going to be here in 2 years.
Can I ask you?
Jalen's playing top tier, and then what was it last week? Howie Roseman's a terrible GM because he didn't bring anybody in.
We can talk about what we've said, and then we can talk about the fan base. The three of us.
No, not what we said as a fan base. What you guys say as radio.
Well, then, Dave, I wanted to clarify that, because never has anyone on this show said Howie Roseman's a terrible GM. This is like one of the most pro Howie shows we're going to have.
Might have been the morning guy.
Well, but Dave, I
we're not the morning guy.
I don't give a shit.
I can't comment on what they comment.
I'm talking about the radio station
okay.
as a whole.
All right, but Dave, hold on. When the team is 2-2 and gets blown out in Tampa and comes out of a bye and barely beats the Cleveland Browns,
wait how they play the next game.
You don't know how conversation works, huh? Joe speaks and then you speak. You gonna let you speak?
Don't bring your kids to the press conference.
Listen, let him speak. This is a conversation. This is an open dialogue. Relax.
I'm just curious, because Dave, we're fans and we talk to fans like you. Dave, I'm curious.
Did Brown freak out last year? He don't know how conversations work.
Everyone's calm here. Just relax for a second. Dave, I'm curious. When all that played out in September, Jalen's turned the ball over left and right. Sirianni's yelling at the crowd. They barely beat the Browns. They don't look like a good team. When you text with your friends or talk to your friends, do you say, I'll respond in a month, or do you have a conversation then?
What'd you say?
Let me try one more time. when the team is not playing well like they were the first 4 or 5 weeks, and you're having a conversation with your friends about the team, do you say to them, I'm not going to give you an opinion now, I'm going to wait a full month, then we'll talk? Or do you have a conversation that day and react?
No. I say, I don't think they were playing bad the first 4 or 5 weeks. Maybe the first couple games. But I don't say fire Sirianni, who's been to the Super Bowl, who's never missed a playoffs.
Okay, that's your opinion. So that's all you do. You give your opinion based on how the team's playing.
Yeah, and I'm saying your guys' opinion is always negative. Negative, negative, negative.
Did you hear the start of the show today?
You guys get mad when people say it.
No one's mad. I'm not mad at you, Dave.
This is a joke, frankly.
You're mad at Jim Nance for saying
Yes,
right?
Because he's not here. Like, I don't need Jim Nance telling me or anyone part at WIP.
He's telling you the truth.
No, he told the truth in terms.
They don't know how conversations.
No. He told the truth in terms of how the team looks now. What he left out is what you're leaving out, the gray area, which is the up and down nature of the team. You could say whatever you want. Like, anyone with eyes could say right now they look good. Obviously, they do. Why was the city negative? No. Well, hold on. Why was the city or the station, if you want to say the station? Dave, they collapsed last year, and at one point, Sirianni was like 3-9 in his last 12 games. What do you want people to say then?
Yeah, well, he had a Super Bowl appearance the year before.
That's 2 years ago. That's 2 years ago, dude.
You don't call for his head after. You still give him another chance. If you run him out of the town again, nobody's going to want to.
Hey, Dave, let me help you out.
Stop with that. If they run him out of town, no one's going to want to coach you. They fired Doug Peterson after he won the Super Bowl.
Let me help you.
Dave.
I got to get rid of him.
Who got Doug fired?
We got Doug fired.
I was gonna try to help Dave out because Dave is making a whole lot of excuses. Dave, I was gonna ask you before you got hung up on, was if you hire somebody to fix your roof and they don't fix it, are you gonna keep hiring that same person? If they keep messing up something on the roof, you gonna keep hiring and saying, well, hey, maybe they didn't get it right the first time, I'm gonna let him do it again. That's why people are calling for Coach Sirianni's head. Listen. I understand that you called in with an agenda and you didn't really want Joe to speak, but now since you're not on the phone, allow me a moment to try to clarify things for you. This is a business, and when you're in a business, your business is to perform and do well. Coach Sirianni didn't do well. So don't be mad at some people, because they were firing for calling for his job because he didn't perform well down the stretch.
Yeah, and I just, listen, you want to just come at me if you want to say it. Don't. I hate when the people do the thing of, well, WIP this or all of our listeners and callers. You can react any way you want as a fan. Also, Hugh said it's a business. Imagine if you hired someone to do your roof and halfway through the job you look up and there's a hole in the roof and the guy's drinking on the top of the roof. Are you going to sit there and say, I'm going to give him time? Or are you going to go downstairs and talk with whoever you live with and say, I don't know about the job they're doing up there? Like, it doesn't mean they can't figure it out. And obviously Sirianni has. But it's okay to have question marks about your team along the way. There's no rule of how you have to be a fan.
Dave was a baby.
I mean, I think that's a good way to put it. You know who's not a baby? Merrill. Mike. Howard. Well, Howard might be a baby sometimes. But they put on a good performance yesterday. The Merrill montage as the Eagles go to Dallas and dominate the Cowboys.
If the Eagles play like they did since week 6, it should be easy. But they still need to play hard to win game 7.
Rush takes it, fumbles it, and the Eagles say they have it.
And they do.
And they do. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He swings it out to Barkley. Barkley breaks 3 tackles. Takes it to the 1. Hurts under center. Hurts sneaks. And he's in for the touchdown. It worked. To the Eagles. Break the ice. Rush. He gives it off to Elliott. And Elliott fumbles the football. Eagles recover the ball in the end zone. And it was recovered by DeGene. Eagles lead the Cowboys 7-6. Hurts. He lets it fly. He's got Brown. Brown at the 50. Brown at the 47-yard line. Brown came out of nowhere with a cloud of dust.
Really?
And a hearty hi-ho silver.
Really, really well done.
He's going to run. He's got plenty of room. 40. 35, 30, and he slides down shy of the 20.
Excellent decision.
Hurts looks. Here comes the rush. He's rolling, firing, complete. Touchdown! Dallas got him! And the Eagles will just take a snap, kneel down, and head for the locker room. Fortunately, because of that last drive leading 14-6. Here is the punt. Backing up is DeGene. He takes it at the 32, starts up the center of the field. He's at the 40, turns the corner to the 45-50, and run out of bounds inside the Cowboys 40.
What an outstanding job, Cooper DeJean, putting the Eagles offense now in Dallas Cowboy territory.
Handoff goes to Gainwell. He's at the 15, to 10, and he spins down to the 8. Hurts is starting to run. Now he fires. Complete. Touchdown. This time it goes to Johnny Wilson, his first touchdown in the NFL. Hurts is looping it deep downfield, and it is caught. What another great grab. And this time it is A.J. Brown. Gives off to Barkley. Up the middle he goes, moving the pile almost 9 yards. That's more like it. It's Barkley slashing for the first down and taking it to the 20 at 9 more yards. Gives it to Barkley. He's at the 15. Cuts to the outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 9. Barkley is starting to move the pile. Hurts. Keeps it. Runs. Cuts back. Inside. Touchdown number 10. The Birds, 31. The Cowboys, 6. No, Kenny Pickett works hard, and this is an opportunity for him to have some fun. It is over. They just bury them. Eagles, 34. Cowboys, 6. Eagles are now 7-2.
Oh, they bury the Cowboys. Merrill will join us coming up top of the air. You know what we haven't talked about yet, but it was obviously in that montage?
What's that?
First quarter of the game, Hugh, that swing pass to Saquon, where I think he caught it at the 21-yard line, and he didn't go down until the 1. You know, swing passes, when there's defenders around you, kind of like hovering over you, you're not supposed to get 20 more yards. Those feel like check downs, like you get 5 or 6, and you go to the next down. He made like 3 guys miss, and then it took 4 to drag him down to the end zone. That was one of the most impressive plays he's had all
year. He's a physical runner, man.
He's unreal.
No question about that. You know what's funny, Joe? I was asking Kyle in the break where that montage was playing. I was like, is that the music from the Magnificent Seven?
What did he say?
I was born in 95, dude. I don't know. But I think it was.
It did work well.
It worked extremely well. And I just was like, wait, how was that music? But yeah, this team right now, it's playing with a lot of confidence,
yes,
man. And you know, we can sit here and there are going to be people that are going to be calling in and tell them, oh, they didn't play anybody. That's true to a certain extent. But everybody that they've played picked up checks on Monday that said National Football League on them, yeah, and had that professional team that they play for on it.
A few of them probably should give the money back, but they get the money. I mean, you're right here. They are professionals.
You never heard nobody doing
the
that.
The Eagles beat them up. All right,
215-592.
Cooper Rush should get the money back. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Merrill next. All your phone calls as well. Are you starting to think Super Bowl? All right, that's next right here in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back. And it's better than ever for the 60th year. The 2024 Hess Fire Truck with car and motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most feature-packed holiday Hess truck toy team ever, loaded with an array of animated lights, sounds, motors, and chrome detailing. As always, free standard shipping and batteries included, available only at HessToyTruck.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.